The Radio Forest Podcast. Forest can be heard on 96.9 The Eagle radio station in Boise, Idaho, and online at kkgl.com.
Hey, Forest, how you doing?
Good. How are you? We're excited for you to come to town this summer.
Yeah, well, we are too. Boise.
Summer of Living Dangerously Tour. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Where'd that title come from?
Well, don't you feel the danger? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
June 9th at Taco Bell Arena. First question, of course, everybody probably is asking you. With Walter Becker, how soon did you know that his health was what it was before he had passed?
Well, he'd been ill for actually some years before, you know, he had various health problems going on. But it was still, you know, a shock, you know, when he succumbed to it, you know.
Yeah. Because on our side, as fans, it kind of was out of nowhere. And then we see in hindsight, that's for, you know, the privacy of the family and respect for him.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't one to complain or, you know, gripe about stuff. But it was actually, he was very very brave, I think, the last few years, but to continue to tour. But, you know, he loved playing, and I think that's what he wanted to do. Yeah, that's he loved to play, and so, you know, as long as he could do it, he was up for it.
A lot of bands right now, Donald, are doing these quote-unquote retirement tours. We'll see what pans out. Elton John's coming to Boise. He's got a retirement tour. Ozzy's got the No More Tours tour. Clapton's kind of backing off. Have you ever thought about labeling anything like that? Or
No, not really, because, you know, I'm going to be doing this till my organs fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys thought about having maybe like Jeff Baxter or Michael McDonald, who's played in both Steely Dan and Doobies, on stage? I just asked that because I know when the Eagles did their last tour, they had like a bunch of previous members pop on stage now and then.
Yeah, right. Well, I think the Doobie Brothers are going to be in their original configuration, which didn't include Mike or Jeff. But we've toured with Mike in the past, and yeah, it'd be fun to get everyone together.
Now, you guys are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Doobie Brothers aren't. And the reason why I ask this is I complain about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame all the time on the radio.
Right.
On my side as a music fan. The bands that get in, it seems arbitrary. I don't know how people get in. Haven't you had some issues with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, we used to make fun of them a lot before and after we got in, just because of the, you know, their bizarre selection process.
It is odd.
And also, you know, I used to, in the early days of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I used to go to these, you know, these ceremonies they had, and it was really fun because it was just a strange mix of people. When they started to video the things, it changed because people didn't feel as free to be themselves, you know.
Did you stop going once they started filming?
Well, yeah, after a couple of years, because it just wasn't that much funny. It became just another TV awards show, you know.
Yeah.
But before that, you'd see all kinds of crazy stuff would happen, you know. Like I remember Mike Love went up there once, and he was like, you know, just sort of ranking out everybody else in the audience for a long time. And you don't see that kind of stuff anymore.
Read online recently you guys rejected Kanye West to sample a song.
Oh, it was a few years ago. He wanted to use a clip from, or a sample of Kid Charlemagne, I think it was. Yeah. And we weren't that crazy about the way that he used it. It was just like a stylistic thing. But then he wrote us a personal letter explaining that the song he wanted to use it in had to do with his father, and it was very personal. So in the end, we said, sure, you can do it, which he did.
Oh, nice. So as a band writing the original body of work, you get to hear the finished product before they produce it? They say, hey, this is what I came up with. What do you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, normally when someone applies for a license, they'll give you, you know, either a piece of it or a rough mix or something so you can see what they're going to do with it.
Uh-huh. Does Steely Dan, or with your solo stuff, does that happen quite a bit? I mean, is it fairly common in a year's time?
It was very common until maybe the last few years it slowed down a little bit, but a lot of, you know, a lot of hip-hoppers sampled it. My stuff and Steely Dan stuff, sure.
The bassist from Spinal Tap's got something together, and somehow you're involved. You write some music together.
Well, I'm a friend of the guy who played the bass player Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, he's putting out a solo album, you know, under his Spinal Tap name, which is Derek Smalls.
Smalls, yeah.
So he asked if I'd, you know, sing a few things on it, so I did on one track, yeah. It was very funny, too.
The song was very funny?
It was very funny, yes.
What's the song about?
It's called Memo to Willie.
Uh-huh.
And if you can read into that name, I think you'll figure out what it's about.
Do you remember watching Spinal Tap when it came out?
I do. I went to the movies, and, you know, it was, aside from being hilarious, it was very accurate as far as depicting, you know, average kind of hard rock or heavy metal band on the road. It was... You know, and I could relate to a lot of it, for sure.
Donald Fagen again from Steely Dan, coming through Taco Bell Arena, June, with the Doobie Brothers.
Do they actually, can you get a taco at the Taco Bell Arena?
You know what? You can't, and I think that sucks.
Oh, my God. You know, we'll have to bring some then.
Tacos and go see Steely Dan. I mean, you know it'd be a huge show.
Yeah, we're going to stop on the way and stock up.
What'd you do on your birthday last month? What does Donald Fagen do?
My birthday. I went to the dentist.
No.
Yeah.
On your birthday, that's how you celebrated?
Yeah, but we had a nice dinner after, later in the day.
As a kid, I read, used to go watch a bunch of jazz shows and a different musicians on the East Coast. What was Miles Davis like live?
Phenomenal. There's no way I could really describe it. It had the same intimacy and drive that you hear on the records from that time. It was just great, yeah.
Is there anybody else you remember from that time just kind of standing out above everyone else?
I used to love to see Charles Mingus in concert and at clubs, and there was still a lot of guys from the very beginnings of jazz who were still performing them, like Earl Hines and Coleman Hawkins and people like that. They were great, too.
And those are small, intimate shows, you were saying, kind of like before they kind of got bigger?
No. These were guys who were big in the 30s and 40s, but they were sort of doing their sort of a comeback.
Gotcha.
Tours, and people would still go to see them in the same way, I guess, that people go to see us in a certain way, and that we were like been around for a long time, but some of these older guys who played almost like, you know, pre bebop jazz were still fantastic. You know, Coleman Hawkins, I remember especially.
So let me ask you this then: so you talked about those guys kind of coming back through playing later on their career.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a natural progression? Because like I said, we're seeing Ozzy said it's a farewell tour. Elton John's announced the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Do you think that's a natural progression then that rock stars, typically musicians, go until they can't?
Well, I can't speak for everybody. I know that musicians I know, you know, they live to play. So it's like, you know, in fact, you know, judging by what's happened in the past, you know, you can never take really seriously when someone says they're retiring.
No.
What happens is they retire, then they get bored, and then you see them out in a year or two, you know.
But like you said, you're a musician, so if you can play, that's what you do. You're going to play.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do? Go home? If you go home, you're going to play anyway in your home or whatever, or with friends, so you might as well be touring.
Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, it's June 9th, it's a Saturday, Taco Bell Arena. No tacos. Donald, thank you so much for calling us today, and we'll see you in June in Boise, Idaho.
All right, I'm going to see if I can, you know, round up some tacos for the date, though.
Absolutely, we're in.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Right, bye.